And hello everyone, this is Nod, and you're hearing me through the crappy quality of the headset microphone, which is probably what you're going to be hearing me on for a really long time, because I don't really have anything else to record with. But I would like to quickly make this video because I just want to find out if this actually works. I've tested it out without recording, and it seemed to work amazingly well. But let's find out if it does work even better. So, if you haven't gathered what this is yet, in a few seconds you'll find out. Yes, it's Rhythm Tengoku Arcade version. I've been wanting to look at this forever. And now, I have a computer that can actually do it, which is amazing. This computer, I got it a week ago or so, and I'm now making this video to show you what exactly it can do. This is one of those things that it can now do. So, this is more of a preview to what's gonna come in the next few weeks. Let me press start real quick and you'll hear something.
Oh yeah.
Play人数を選択してね. That's select how many players. So my controls should be working. Yes, they are. You press left and right to select, and you press any button really. Button 1 or button 2 is enough to select here. There's no back button. You can also actually press start. And after a while it selects for you like it just did now. Then it asks me for the stage that I want to play. What I'm going to do is pick stage 5, because I haven't actually done that yet. And then we have games. Unfortunately, this is the only music we're going to get. No second set music, but that's fine. So this is more of a preview to of one of the series that are going to be featured on this channel, that being Rhythm Tengoku Arcade. If you haven't actually played Rhythm Tengoku, well, this should be a very interesting experience for you. For those who have, it's still going to be interesting because of the arcade. By the way, I'm doing this. This is completely new to me. I've never played this set 5. But I think that's all it was. It's just gonna fade out now. Yep. Let's see how well I do. Oh. Never mind. There's the tutorial. Oh, there's two of them. I see. Let's try again. 1, 2, 3, 4, Okay, so basically it shows you and then you have to do it. Okay, this is the real game now. Patterns are exactly the same as the GBA version, so it's not that big of a deal. One thing you will notice though is that for some reason, I don't know why this is, but it starts to go a little bit ahead. The music starts being a little bit behind. I don't know why that is. For every game. And 1, 2. Oh, it's so close! Basically, if you get to a certain point, if you were doing very well until now, you can get a perfect. But I messed it up once. It doesn't matter. As long as you get OKs, you'll be fine, and I think you can redo them if you want. Also, if you press nothing on here, it's gonna skip, like this. And then you press A again, or press the button 1. Okay, I'm just gonna quickly go through all these other games. It doesn't move you automatically, so you have to go to the next one. Next is... Oh, never mind, it does move you, it just... puts you down to the... Okay. Let's listen to the tutorial for this one. This is going to be interesting. Oh, I actually have to do it. Oh god, this is... let's try again. Oh, this is hard. I have to get used to the controls. Okay, try again. Why are they both on the right and Kian's on the left? It's a little bit weird. Ikkyo! Okay, it's gonna ask me to do it again. Ikkyo! Okay, one more. No, two more. Oh, crap. Akachan! Okay, try again. Got it. Okay, one more time. Oh, that was close. Yeah, it's a little bit out of sync. I can't really tell. What? There we go. Okay. I think you get this. Let's do the real game. Quite interesting. I think I did that pretty well. You can also press A to skip the these as well. The waiting for the nudge. I was wondering when it's gonna pop up with the email music. You'll see what I mean, but there's a reason why it does that. Anyway, let's go to the very left and see if it's now gonna let me play, wait, never mind. Wait, okay, I think what it's doing I can't remember now. Oh, this is Tap Trial, okay. So I completely skipped the Ninja Bodyguard game. Okay, this is gonna be fun. Again, this is more of a, like, what my computer can do kind of thing, and not a tutorial on how to play the game. Oh god, I wasn't expecting that. But if, in a few days' time, you're gonna know in more detail on how all these things work. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Oh god. There's a little bit of input lag on this one, not as much as when I first started out with the VBA on Rhythm Tengoku, but still a bit of lag nonetheless, so I have to get used to it. 1, 2, 3. I love that sound. And 1, 2, 3. Why does it sound so weird? I don't know why. There's something about the monkey that sounds a little bit off. 1, 2, 3. And 1, 2, 3. By the way, I just now remembered that in the first thing when it asked you for the number of players, yes, there actually is a two-player mode. And that is one thing that I am going to show off, which is the coolest part. One of the two really cool parts about the arcade version that's not in the GBA version. Nope, still not asking me for any for the email thing. Okay, so if I focus on the first option, now there's only two options left because it's counting down from how many more games we have to go. And you can go in any order, but you can't replay any of the games that you've played already. So it's only one play, and I didn't actually press A on that at all. Whoa, that's a different intro. Whoa, that was weird. What's this gonna sound like, I wonder? Is there an intro? No. Nope, no intro. Straight into the game. Oh, what? What? Okay, what? I don't understand. Why is my controls not working? What? I don't understand. What? How is... I pressed the button. What? Okay, how do you do this? Oh. I see! Okay, so it's not... It's not A and D-pad, it's like... It's right and left on the D-pad. Okay, makes a little bit more sense now. It's like, what? This is gonna be a try again. I wonder what that sounds like. There's my answer. I wish it would let me go on for longer. Okay, that was a complete epic fail. And as you can hear, there's still two options left, so I'll click on it again. Excuse me for any random noises. And I'll press start. By the way, there's no pause function in this at all. It's, it doesn't exist. So you press right and left on the D-pad instead of A. That makes much more sense now that I know what to do. 1, 2. Also, why are the drums so high-pitched? It's a little bit weird. It's so fascinating how the different way that the MIDI sounds in this version. Aw, crap! Oh, it's because the transpose actually controls the pitch of the drums. Listen. Oh, crap. It's lower. That's funny. But that's even... Wow, I've never heard this before. How the drums are actually being controlled. The pitch of the drums are controlled by the transposition. Oh my god, that was terrible. Did I get an okay at least? No, I did not. I'm gonna have to try again. Here it is. So when you hear this email music, if you wait for long enough, it'll shut off on you. If you press start, you'll go back, but you have to put in some points to continue. Because, of course, an arcade game lives on coins. So you have to put the coins in order to keep playing, because it's like a time thing. So you play for long enough, it's going to ask you for more coins. Okay, let's try this again. A little bit better this time. I'm going to swing my sword around a bit more, just to check my timing. The input lag isn't helping. Okay, I think this is gonna be fine, maybe. Oh, I forgot which one to press. Great. Okay, I'm gonna pay attention. Okay, let's see if I can do the triple. Here we go. What? Okay, please work. 1, 2, 3. There. If you do it slow enough, it works. Although, that's not really the ideal way to do it. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. One of those things that only the GBA version does is the velocity of those arrows. They actually have a loudness to them. In this game, it's a little bit universal. It's always the same volume of each arrow, no matter where it is in the sequence. Which is a little bit weird. It's kind of like in Rhythm Heaven Mega Mix, actually. Okay, past that. So now we have... Oh, you can actually replay the games that you got an okay on, if you want to, which is cool. So now I'm going to go to the last game. Which is Fireworks. This is gonna be fun. Okay. It's me, Sam. Hi. Oh. Okay. It's me, Sam. Hi. It's me, Sam. Hi. And then there's this one. Marie. I actually got the timing right. Marie. Okay. And finally, there's the... Come on, do it, the... What? Okay, that was not supposed to happen. Oh, it doesn't have an echo to it. Or maybe it doesn't in the real game. Let's see. Nope. The echo's gone. Oh. Drums are still... really weird. If you listen closely, the pitch of them is a little bit different. Oh! I am stupid. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Still really fun to play. And... Whoa! Listen to that! 1, 2, 3! Yeah. I missed a few of those, but I think that should be fine. After this, it's going to automatically move you over to the remix without any confirmation whatsoever. Here we go. Remix number 5. This is going to be really cool. Maybe. I'm going to pay attention. Right, left, right, left, and 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. What? Oh, what? What was that? That was a completely new cue that threw me off. Oh no. 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm gonna pay attention this time. Oh, that was not a new cue. I was just expecting it wrong. But it was. Was it what? 1, 2, 3, 4. That was weird. And yes. Wasn't that bad, was it? The answer is Superb. I don't know what the difference is between if you get the chime or not the chime in the case of the Superb. Once you beat a set, this happens. Yeah. And then it just kills you and puts you back to the title screen. So, that was Rhythm Tengoku Arcade. And I'm going to be doing a series of this in the coming week, hopefully. That's when I'm going to start doing it. And I'm also going to showcase two-player games. I'm not sure exactly how I should do that, though. Maybe what I'm going to do is I'm just going to showcase the very last row in two-player mode, so you can see what it's like. I haven't really thought about that yet. But, yeah, this is one of the series I'm planning on doing with this new computer. There's two more in the works. Actually, wait. Yeah, there's two more. And those are going to be left to be seen for later. So do stay tuned. I just wanted to come and upload this because it's just, it's great to be back. It took a while, but now I've actually got a lot of things to record, a lot of things to talk about, and it's going to be really fun once I get it started. So I hope that you've enjoyed this one, and stay tuned for more things to happen. In the meantime, I'll see you later.